Thank you very much, Peter. I want to first start off by giving a tremendous thank you to my presidential fellow, my dean's fellow, Peter Kahn, who has really worked tirelessly at putting this program together, at lining up the speakers, at thinking about the appropriate topics to address in confronting this extremely important issue that faces our community. I want to also thank those who graciously agreed to join us in making presentations this morning, including Dr. Ed Burns, who is the Executive Dean of Albert Einstein College of Medicine at Yeshiva University, including Dr. Beth Popp, who is the Director of Palliative Medicine Division, Associate Program Director of Hematology and Oncology at Maimonides Medical Center, and a real expert on palliative care. Rabbi Charles Rudansky, who will be joining us a little bit later, who is the Director of Pastoral Care at the Metropolitan Jewish Health System Hospice, as well as Rabbi Dr. Eddie Reichman, who is the Associate Professor of Emergency Medicine and Associate Professor of Philosophy and History of Medicine at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine at Yeshiva University, and our own Kol Elyon member, Rabbi Dr. David Shabtai, who's a graduate of NYU Medical School and recently published the groundbreaking volume, Defining the Moment, which describes all of the various positions regarding how to define death according to halacha. So on the one hand, speaking about hospice care in halacha is something of a depressing topic, because after all, it does deal with end-of-life issues. But on the other hand, the way in which we approach any one of these types of topics is with a sense of the affirmation of life that characterizes our religion. We say in our prayers, L'chaim v'lo l'maves, that our thinking and our entire focus is on life, it's on prolonging both the quality of life and the quantity of life. And this creates an inevitable tension when you talk about despairing from being able to provide further medicine, further cure to somebody who's in the final throes of their life, and you talk about hospice care, and in fact the very subject of hospice care creates a certain tension from the standpoint of our halacha and our hashkafa. There's really a very, a pertinent source in our Talmudic literature that encapsulates this very tension, and that is the story of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was facing his final days of life. And we're told that all of the Talmidim, all of the students of the academy engaged in prayer, they tried to take heroic measures in order to prolong the life of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And the maid of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi got up on the roof where Rebbe was located, and she said, El Yonim Mevakshim Es Rebbe, Vatzatonim Mevakshim Es Rebbe, that the forces above, the forces of death, are requesting the presence of Rebbe, but those in the world of the living want Rebbe to continue to live. Yiratzin Shiyakufu Tachtonim Es Yonim, may the forces of life in this world prevail so that Rebbe's life can be prolonged. But then she saw the terrible discomfort and the terrible pain that Rebbe was in. And she saw that he had to keep on going to the bathroom. He suffered from a terrible stomach ailment. She saw he kept on having to take off his tefillin. Then as soon as he would put his tefillin back on, he had to remove it immediately. And it just wasn't a life that was any more a life that was worth living from the perspective of Rebbe. And she got up and she said, Yiratzon Shiyakufu El Yonim Es HaTachtonim, that it would be better at this point if Rebbe would be provided for an easier and smoother and painless passageway into the next domain after this world. But the heroic measures of the Talmidim continued. They continued to pray and they continued to daven until finally she took a jug from the top of the roof and she threw the jug onto the ground below, and it made such a loud noise that everybody stopped praying temporarily, and during that moment, Rebbe was able to pass on to the next world. And this is a Gemara towards the end of Ksuvos, which is very often cited as providing parameters for passive euthanasia versus active euthanasia, but it's really a Gemara that weighs the balance between what constitutes prolonging life and what constitutes prolonging death. And when is it that we provide the space that we say that it's enough pain that a person has suffered and enough heroic measures that have been taken in order to prolong the predicament of life that the person has been in during this painful period? And how long do we continue to prolong the dying process? And at the same time, this is balanced against the Gemara in Brachos that says that afidu cherev chadim menachas al tzavaro shel adam, even if there is a sharp knife which is placed right above a person's neck and it's about to cause the person to die, even when the person is looking at the sharp knife that's about to pierce them, one should never despair, one should never adopt the attitude that it doesn't pay to try to go on a little bit longer. Afilu l'chaye shah, as the Gemara in Yuma says, we take drastic, heroic measures in order to keep people alive. So this is the essential tension captured by the halacha. How do we fulfill our mandate of prolonging life, of affirming life as long as possible, while also respecting the dignity of a human being to be able to die as painlessly as possible, to be able to move on when it's appropriate to say Yakufu el yonim esatachtonim? The presentations that you're going to hear this morning will examine these issues both from a halakhic perspective, from a medical perspective, and perhaps most importantly, as we will hear in a few moments from Dr. Ed Burns, from a practical community perspective. What type of institutions should we be providing? What exists and what should exist in order to provide the best possible care according to our Torah traditions in the best possible manner, both halakhically and medically, to deal with all of these issues? It is my hope and it is my expectation that by the time that you hear all of the different presentations today from all of our experts, we'll also be hearing from our Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Mordechai Willig, a little bit later as well, that you will come out with an enlightened perspective and one which will give us more of a hope and an optimism about what we can do in order to further the quality and the quantity of the lives of those within our community. Thank you very much.